It's the story that was revealed first by The Nolan Show, the change to the Blackburn collections in Banbridge. We told you how the council was to introduce a monthly collection for Blackburns. It's now been reported in the Belfast Telegraph that the council are now facing a backlash from ratepayers who are planning a graduated response, no less, until the council listen to them. The campaigners have asked for 100 seats to be reserved for them at the next council meeting. David Lindsay, Director of Environmental Services at Banbridge District Council. Will you see what's coming here, David? The people don't like it.
Hi, Stephen. Good morning. Well, actually, Stephen, we don't agree with the claim that's being made in the Telegraph this morning at all. And in fact, the evidence that we have would directly contradict the claim that the vast majority of ratepayers in the district are actually against this trial.
What surveys have you done?
Well, Stephen, we have provided probably what we feel is the most extensive consultation with ratepayers and householders compared to many, many other organisations, public organisations who deliver services. This extended trial is going to affect around 14,000 extra households. We delivered through the letterbox of every single household, without exception, who's going to be affected by this trial, a letter, a very detailed, comprehensive letter. It explained the rationale behind the trial, the success of the initial trial that you're aware we did from January this year. It explained the very positive outcomes of that, and it explained how this extended trial would actually work. But very, very importantly, Stephen, what we did was we give an invitation to every householder who's going to be affected by this trial. We provided a very comprehensive means of communication, a dedicated email address,
right,
a dedicated phone number.
And how many responded?
We've had to date about 450. This trial is going to affect about 36,000 people.
So out of the 450, what was the breakdown of people who supported and didn't?
Well, the breakdown, Stephen, was when I say 450, that wasn't even 450 separate householders. That actually was 450 inquiries to date, which included some people who came back for further information.
Right.
The biggest number was people who said, yes, we think we definitely can recycle more, and if you're going to reduce the back bin, we're a big family and we think we could do with a bigger recycling bin.
I'm just struggling to get the number out of here, David. How many people supported this? Out of the, how many thousand, 16, 20, 30-odd thousand people are going to be affected by this, the initial run? How many people have told you they support this?
Well, Stephen, we asked people to come back and give us their feedback if they had any concerns. We didn't run a poll where we asked people, do you want a two-week Blackburn service,
right,
or do you want us to rule out the trial?
Why not?
What we did do is we explained the rationale.
Yes.
We explained why we were doing
it. I've heard this, Stephen. How many people said they supported it?
Well, Stephen, if you receive a letter and it explains that the council's planning to run out a trial and gives you the rationale behind it, and you're given an invitation to contact the council,
yep,
if you have a concern or an issue, and the council doesn't hear from you, what is the council entitled to assume?
Okay, so how many people said they supported it?
Well, we have a number of people on our database who came on to us.
How many?
I don't have the figures in front,
okay,
of me, Stephen.
Right.
But we did have a number of people who came and they actually supported it in the sense, yes, we think it can work, but we would like to clarify what extra items can we recycle in our green and brown bins. In fact, Stephen, the most common question that we received after we had those people who took the time to come and raise their concerns or ask their questions, after our officers had spoken to them for a very short space of time, the most common question that we were being left with is, well, what's left to go in our black bin then? What's left to go in our black bin? Stephen, if I could give you a statistic which might shock your listeners, there's something like £40 million of hard-earned ratepayers' money going out of Northern Ireland, not once but every year, back to the Exchequer in London in landfill tax. That's £40 million going out of the Northern Ireland economy, paid by the ratepayer and the council to serve them, back to the Exchequer, straight to London, not just Dublin, to reinvest in services and infrastructure.
Yeah, but people are paying for a service, aren't they? So they're paying their rates to get a service, and you are changing the bin collection without any, and it's clear from this interview this morning, David, that you do not have robust data to say that the local people support you in what you're doing. In fact, you've come here this morning, you don't even know the figures of how many people even responded to your own survey. And,
well, Stephen,
and you're forcing this upon them. You're forcing this upon them.
No, Stephen.
Well, yes, you are.
The council completely rejects that. The council wrote to every single householder.
Yes.
Provided very, very clear means of communication.
Yeah, but I've heard this.
Telephone.
Yeah.
And in addition to that, Stephen, if I could just clarify, we also held information sessions, open meetings.
Telling people you were going to do it anyway.
Stephen, what we did was we ran an initial trial. The trial of that was a small-scale trial affecting a couple of our bin collection routes. The trial was so successful in terms of the massive increase in the recycling rate and the massive reduction in the cost of the ratepayer of processing waste. If having run that trial, small-scale trial, Stephen, the council had presented with that evidence, had said, well, that's fine, but we think some of our ratepayers may be a bit concerned about this, so we'll just ignore the evidence we've got. We'll ignore the fact that we can push our savings up from about £1.5 million up close to £2 million a year, which, Stephen, for Banbridge District Council, is 13% of the council's total spend we stand to save on recycling.
Just remind me what way this works again. So you're only going to have your bin emptied once a month, your black bin emptied once a month, right? So your general waste bin once a month.
Yes.
No matter
how... When you say your general waste bin, Stephen, we're now living, it's 2014, we're living in a world now where resources are fast depleting, the environment's been taken a battering from all sides.
And we're all paying more rates.
We're paying. Now, Stephen, if I could just clarify that Banbridge District Council's rates are not by any means in the top end of the table on rates.
Have they gone down over recent years or up?
Well, what they have done is they have gone up by a lot less than inflation.
Right.
And that is because...
But they've gone up, they haven't come down. So the service has come down, but the rates are continuing to go up.
Well, Stephen, you know what it takes to run any business and run any service, particularly in an era that we've had over the past few years where inflation is running very, very high. But what the savings on recycling have enabled the ratepayers in Banbridge District to enjoy is a further investment in infrastructure and services under the low inflation rate rise because of the savings that we are creating through recycling. We built a brand new community centre in Guildford, which is actually one of the pilot routes earlier in the year, last year. We are reinvesting in refurbished children's play areas across the district. We redeveloped the main park in Banbridge Town a few years ago. So all of those things are being made possible. And for not just keeping things ticking along, but further investment in community services and infrastructure.
Sammy Morrison's joining us. He's a resident of Banbridge. He's also a press officer for the TUV. You support this, Mr. Morrison. Did you respond to this comprehensive survey?
Good morning, Stephen. Yes, I did respond to it, but I'm totally opposed to it, as are the vast majority of people in Banbridge.
Not according to David Lindsay.
Well, David Lindsay can't give us any figures. And interestingly, he's not an elected official. He's not accountable to the electorate.
Well, are you?
The councillors. Pardon?
Are you?
No, not at the moment, but I did put myself forward for election in Banbridge council area.
And failed to get elected.
That's right, but nobody else got elected without my transfers. But the point I would make is that none of the people who did get elected made it clear in their election literature that they were going to bring forward this policy. And I think that that itself tells a tale.
When you say the vast majority, Sammy, of people oppose this, where do you get that from? Where's your survey suggesting that?
I get it from the people that speak to me on the street. I get it from my neighbours. I get it from the people that are around me. And I would like to see the council conduct a proper survey to see what the support of people is. Because I think if anybody had put themselves forward to the electorate advocating this policy, they would have got a very clear answer. And the fact that they didn't include that in any of their election literature or put forward any of these wonderful reasons that Mr. Lindsay is advocating this morning tells its own tale, because they know the answer they would have got. I mean,
Stephen,
I have a 7-month-old baby. As a result of that, there's a lot of waste that can't be recycled.
Nappies.
Like dirty nappies. Yeah, dirty nappies. You know, you can't recycle a dirty nappy. And the council is telling me effectively now, I need to store those up for a full month. Now, there's environmental reasons why that is not sensible, I don't think, because you're going to end up with people who have their bins full, who physically can't get anything more into it, and will probably end up having to at least think about storing non-recyclable waste outside of the black bins. I can see people doing that, particularly in large families.
Stephen, can I just clarify? The council did not rush headlong and foolhardy into this trial. The council took a very measured what I consider to be a very cautious approach to this.
Which was forcing it upon a few thousand people first, and then forcing it upon tens of thousands of people later.
No, Stephen, can I just clarify? Because I think it's important to do a service to the public out there. The Banbridge Council provides not one, but three wheeled bins to every single household. Now, Stephen, just a few years ago, not that many years ago, every household just had the one bin, and that was the black bin. And all waste that arose in that house had to go into the black bin. Recyclable, non-recyclable, food waste, nappies, everything went into the one bin, and that one bin was collected once per week. The council over the years, in its progressive approach to recycling and money saving, rolled out two extra wheeled bins, a brown bin for all organic waste, and that's all food waste, Stephen, all putrescible food waste, all garden waste, all other compostable waste, such as paper napkins, paper tissues, paper kitchen roll, etc., and a green bin for all dry recyclables.
Is there a nappy bin?
There isn't a nappy bin, Stephen, but I'll tell you what, we did have several people who came forward, who your other contributor this morning has said he has a child in nappies. The council recognises that, Stephen. And we, and that specifically held information sessions and invited people to come forward if they had a particular specific circumstance like that.
Well, what are you going to do about it?
Well, Stephen, can I tell you just, we had a few people on the initial trial, and they were in a similar position where they had a child in nappies, and they expressed their main concern at the start was this fact that they had. And we said, look, what we're asking you to do is give it a go. If after a couple of weeks into the trial, you find that despite keeping your black bin free of recyclables, etc., you still are running out of black bin space, come to us and speak to us, and we will resolve the problem for you. For a few people, for example, mainly, Stephen, people who have maybe more than one child in nappies, where they did find themselves that they were pushed for black bin space, we provided them with a bigger 360-litre black bin. Now, the issue...
And still only emptied it once a month.
Can I just nail this issue, Stephen, about, environmental hazards? We've moved a long way from the day when we had a metal, rusty dustbin at the back door, which you, Stephen, and I are old enough to remember the old metal dustbin service. Within a few weeks of the dustbin starting to be emptied, it was really battered and broken, and the lid didn't fit on it, etc.
Yeah, but at least the bin was emptied. At least you didn't have the situation where if the lid wasn't completely down, it didn't get emptied, and people sent health and safety because they might pull their back lifting the bin. A bin man pulling his back lifting the bin.
The point I'm trying to illustrate is, the council would not have been in position to consider a four-weekly black bin service if we had that type of bin service. We have now...
I would advocate, Stephen, that they're still not in that position.
Well, what's your grand plan, Sammy Morrison? What's your alternative here? Do you care about the environment?
Well, yes, I do care about the environment.
And do you wash all your dirt and separate it all out into your different bins?
Of course I do, Stephen. But and I think that the vast majority of ratepayers in Banbridge have always been doing that. But the point is this, Stephen, you know, not just in Banbridge, but I would be, if I was living in Armagh or Craigavon, I would be concerned about this policy as well, because we're forming into a single super council in a few years' time. In fact, that's what the election was to. It was to the super council. But are the people of Banbridge being treated as guinea pigs for this project to be rolled out across the new super council?
Well, Stephen, can I answer that question?
It's simply not practical to tell people who have babies who have, as a result of that, have waste which can't be recycled,
or even
other families that can't physically.
Let me see what we're thinking at home this morning. 08459 555 678. Paul in Tangrigay. Morning, Paul.
Morning, hi, thanks.
Let me know what you think about this, because the council this morning, Banbridge Council this morning, are clearly saying that the majority of you are okay with this. Let us know if you are. 08459 555 678. And remember that this is to be rolled out across some other council areas as well. Go ahead, Paul. Are you in favour of this?
Well, I'll tell you the truth. If it's done right, it probably would be a good thing, because it forces you to recycle. But I'll tell you what it is. I am in Banbridge Council area. I have one bin. I am not eligible for any more. Because I live in the country, I have been to the dump. I've spoken to the council people, and they said, where I am, it's because it's not on a route that there's only the main bin lorry runs on. The problem at the minute I'm having is that during the July fortnight and Christmas, our bin collection is on that week. It has been ever since we've moved in. What happens is then we only get our bins lifted once a month on those two periods. So that what's going to happen to me now is, for 2 months, two periods of the time, I'm only getting my bin lifted once every 2 months.
Okay.
I asked about recycling, you know, my food waste and my grass, and I was told because I'm where I am, I have to sort it out myself, and surely I'm out in the country, I should be able to dump it somewhere, you know, on my property. So,
your contributor, and I'm very, very grateful for support for the scheme and in principle and the trial. Stephen, can I just clarify now? I think your contributor there, he obviously doesn't live within the Banbridge District Council. It must be the Armagh Council, because
no, I'm in Banbridge.
Can I urge you to contact the council, because we have every household, rural and urban dwellers. Every single householder in Banbridge District is entitled to three bins. And if you have been informed by someone that you're not entitled to a brown bin and a green bin service, that's not correct. I'm just a bit concerned. Tanragee does not fall within Banbridge Council area. It falls within Armagh, but it just depends where.
I don't live in Tanragee Village, but
okay.
I do live.
Paul, thank you. Here's George in Banbridge. Morning, George.
Morning.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm all in favour of what's been proposed. I'm a ratepayer in the Banbridge District Council, costing over £1,000 a year. I'm not on any benefits whatsoever, and I'm all in favour of saving money. My black bin goes out about every 4 to 6 weeks at the present time. But I do all my recycling, everything. My brown bin is out fortnightly, and that's adequate, and so is the green bin. And I'm all in favour of what is being proposed.
George, thank you. David, just clarification on one thing. Will this spread to the new Super Council?
Stephen, if I could just clarify that point, that was made, and this has been, obviously, the press has seized on this. Banbridge Council believes that it has been very progressive and innovative over the years in moving forward on the whole realm of sustainability and recycling.
Are you reading that off a page?
But Stephen, can I just clarify? Because this is important for people in our sister councils in Craigavon and Armagh. The council, Banbridge Council, took some time ago, as you understand, the councils have not merged yet. And this is a natural progression for Banbridge Council in terms of where we are and the householders and our
districts. Is it going to spread to the other council areas, David?
No, that is a matter. That will be a decision, Stephen. What we're doing here is gathering an evidence base of what is potentially possible.
So that's a call to be made by the new Super Council, David. Is that the answer?
No, that decision will be made by the councillors of the new council next year.
So you don't
know. And that decision rests with them, not with Banbridge Council.
Stephen, I can't understand why Banbridge Council is bringing that in at the very tail end of their lifetime.
Well, can I answer that? Can I answer that, Stephen?
Yep.
It's important when you're looking at whether something's viable and whether it produces the outcomes that you think, that you move forward on a trial basis. Now, because Banbridge is where they are on the journey in recycling, because we have a comprehensive three-bin service, which many councils do not have, we felt, and the councillors felt, we were in a unique position to try this out.
Okay, here's Mark in Belfast. Well, morning, Mark.
Good morning.
Go ahead, Mark.
Can I speak to the guy who stood for council and failed to get elected?
Sammy Morrison.
Can I just point out that, as far as I'm aware, Banbridge has a fantastic recycling facility. If he wants to save his nappies up in bin bags, tie them up and drop them there every week or so, he's not going to have a problem. He'll have a clean, nice, pristine bin. Council won't even need to empty.
And he'll have a lovely, clean car as well, transporting all that around the country as well.
What do you want him to do with all the nappies, Mark?
Pardon?
Mark, what do you want them to do?
You live in Banbridge.
Mark, what do you want them to do with all the nappies?
He can put them in a bin bag. Put them in his bin. When his bin's full, he double bags them and he brings them across to the recycling. We've all done it when we're just putting the bin out. It's a very simple process. The car remains clean. The car remains odour-free. And you put them in a big skip and you're recycling.
Okay, Mark, thank you.
Stephen, can I come back on that point?
Yes, you can.
The point I would make is I pay rates. The most basic service that I receive, the most visible service that any ratepayer receives from their council is their waste collection. Therefore, I think the council has a duty.
I wholeheartedly agree with what your contributors say. I wholeheartedly agree. I'm a ratepayer in Banbridge District myself. I am not going to have any party in developing or advocating services which are going to detract from the value for money that the ratepayer makes. Can I just make the point? We do not envisage that anyone, even in the position of having children in nabbies, where they have to dispose of those nabbies in a black bin, Banbridge Council is not advocating and will not be requiring any ratepayer to put waste into their car and carry it on a regular basis to...
Okay, here's Ross and Craig. Have a morning, Ross.
Hello.
Go ahead, Ross.
Couple of points. My wife and I are both pensioners. There's only two of us in the house. Mm-hmm. Our black bin is full to the neck every week. We recycle everything in the Bryson bins. You're advocating going to the amenities centres with a surplus. What happens if you haven't got a car? And also, what happens to the surplus bin men now?
Stephen, the point your listener makes, I am not advocating that. So just to be clear, I am not advocating that this change to the bin collection rota will require people to run regularly to the recycling centre. The other point is your listener there makes the comment that he recycles, and that is fantastic. He makes the point that he has a service which is obviously he doesn't live within the Banbridge district. We have a 240-litre. Sorry?
Well, the question he's asking is what's going to happen to all the extra bin men? Are they going to be made redundant?
Stephen, I'm not going to go into the arrangements that we have at the minute. We brought about...
We didn't go into any of the arrangements prior to the election either.
Well, Stephen, if I can clarify, there are going to be no bin men made redundant or put on the dole as a consequence of this.
So how does it save money then? If you're not cutting down on your staff costs, how does it save money?
Stephen, I'll tell you how it saves money. We receive an income. Not pay, but receive an income for the dry recyclable waste that people put in the green bin, as opposed to paying close to £110 a tonne to throw it in a landfill.
No, hold on one moment now. But that revenue that you were getting, you could still get that same amount of revenue if you were emptying the bins every day, never mind every week. So where is the saving from emptying bins once a month rather than once a fortnight?
Because the way we have provided now three bins, so we've redistributed the manpower across the three bin collections.
So where is the saving?
Instead of our bin men all running around every week lifting black bins and throwing what they lift in a landfill, our resources now are spread out across the three bins and the collections in proportion to the amount of recyclable waste.
So you're not saving any staff costs in cutting down the bin collection?
Minimal. Some reduction in hours, maybe overrun and overtime and things like that. Some reduction in hours, yes, we are, Stephen, but not to the point where it would threaten jobs.
So some of the bin men are going to have reduced hours.
They're going to lose money. There may be a bit less overtime, Stephen, and the bin men know that, and they know that, and that's and the, our employees, our crews, are fully behind this. Listen, Stephen, one of the main sources of intelligence that we received was from our own operatives, who are saying yes, our recycling scheme is great, but there are still too many people throwing valuable recyclable items in the black bin. And Stephen, can I make the point? If any householder throws recyclable material in the black bin, they're literally throwing money in the bin. And this scheme is designed to encourage people to think twice about doing that. And Stephen, the point of the matter is that, you know, we are throwing money in the black bin. If we throw recyclables in the black bin, we know that over 80% of the waste that arises in a household now is recyclable. at a very...
If you've got time to recycle it, if you get up in the morning and you think to yourself, right, I've got to get the kids out to school today, I've got to go down to the BBC, I've got to argue with this one, I've got to do this, I've got to go to the bank, I've got to buy clothes. Oh, look, it's raining outside. By the way, I must wash my dirt.
Stephen, you and I know that when you get into a habit, it's quite easy to maintain that habit. And, I mean, I'm a busy person. I have three daughters and a wife. There's five in our house. And like one of your earlier contributors, our black bin doesn't need to go out maybe every 6 weeks.
We don't spend
an hour every morning, Stephen, having a debate around the kitchen table about which material needs to
I want to know. I really want to know how people squeeze into their lives washing their yogurt pots. Really seriously want to know this.
Most people, when they're clearing the kitchen table, either at lunchtime or dinner time, are using a certain amount of water in the sink to wash a dish or wash cutlery or whatever. It takes literally, it doesn't take any extra time.
You want to go in and watch, David.
To rinse their yogurt pot, Stephen.
You want to go in and watch Neighbours, or you want to go and, I don't know, watch TV. Do you really want to sit there and get the soap out for a dirty yogurt pot?
Well, Stephen, I believe that the householders and ratepayers in Banbury's district have been exceptional in their whole approach to the need for recycling, not just for the environmental benefits, but for the financial benefit that it brings
to
the district.
Maybe the next stage, David, is for the council to say you're going to charge us all, you know, exactly the same amount in rates, but actually it would be environmentally friendly not to have bin men anymore because they have to travel. So maybe we should all just carry the bins on our backs to the recycling yards.
Well, Stephen, that's just sensational. That's quite ludicrous. It really is quite ludicrous. I mean, Banbury's council.
But can you imagine telling people 20 years ago, you see that rubbish that's all dirty and smelly and you throw it in the bin, take it out of the bin and wash it. Then after you've washed it and you've put it in the bin, by the way, we don't collect your bins because we don't really want you to throw rubbish into the bins.
Stephen, we recognise that every householder, whether they want to or not, ends up with waste and rubbish that they have to discard, and that's the consumer society, and that's all driven by manufacturers and retailers, etc. What we're saying to our ratepayers and our householders is, don't be a victim of that. Let's ensure that that doesn't place an undue burden upon the ratepayer. Let's ensure that we're not paying our proportion of £40 million back to the Exchequer
Here's the rub. Finally, David, why is there not a financial incentive which distinguishes between those people who need a bin collection once a week, once a month, and those who you're forcing to have it only once a month? You see, if there was a plan from the council which said to people, all right, if you can do with your bin collection being emptied once a month, we'll give you a rebate of 50 quid, 100 quid, whatever it would be, 10%, whatever it would be. And for those of you that still need it done once a week, once a fortnight, you're paying the full level of rates. Then more people would maybe understand, well, listen, we're getting a bit of our money that we're paying out in the first place back. But what you lot are doing is you're charging exactly the same for the service and giving people less of a service.
The point you're making about differential charging depending on usage of different services, that's not a unique debate in terms of waste collection.
But you're not doing it.
It's a debate you could apply to loads of different
services. But you're not doing it.
But Stephen, can I make the point? I'm an officer, obviously, and bringing forward and developing services, if there are savings to be made, that is a debate for elected rep. This is a trial, Stephen. If the outcomes, financial accruals, arise in the way that we believe that they will, that's for elected members to develop ways of putting across to the ratepayer how that money is going to be deployed. All I can say is, to date in Banbridge, it has allowed the council to reinvest in valuable community assets and services and to keep rate rises well below inflation. To date, that's what it's been used to do. In the future, Stephen, elected members, if elected members saw fit to adopt this scheme elsewhere, it's for them to decide what they do with those savings. And they could decide to go down the type of route that you're talking about, but that's a matter for elected representatives who are elected by the people of the district.
David Lindsay, thank you very much for coming on this morning. Sammy Morrison, thank you. Of course, we've got to remember that we're running out of landfill space, so something has to be done with all of this rubbish. To be fair to the council, maybe they're tackling it head on. 08459 555 678. I know that quite a few of you will be washing your yogurt this morning and maybe taking that dirty nappy out and hanging it up in the line and I don't know, maybe a crisp packet. Imagine a crisp packet. There might be some salt inside the crisp packet, so you need to get the fairy liquid out and start washing it too. Here's the news, 9:34 from the BBC.